Vidyavati and Chandidas. I was curious about that myself. I looked up on the internet. I can't remember much what I looked up because it's called Yuga. But they're both Brahmins, first of all. They're both Brahmins. And I didn't put enough attention to it when I was reading it. It was like, I was interested to know who is Chandidas and who is Vidyavati. They live before Lord Chaitanya. That much I can say. And one was from South India. And I can say one, no, I don't, do you know?
Vidyapati. Chandidas is from Bolton. West Bengal.
West Bengal.
Chandidas
is from West Bengal. That makes sense. Chandi is Durga.
Both
were West Bengal.
No, Vidyapati is from Bihar.
Vidyapati is from Bihar. Well, Bihar is, that's Bihar is Bihar, but it's neighbor in Bengal.
And in Advaita Prakash, when Advaita Acharya went on Brahman after her father and mother passed away, then he meets Vidyapati in Bihar. He hears his love songs, then he initiates him.
Way to try and initiate Vidyavati.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's
in a way to Prakash. Interesting. But the main thing is Lord Chaitanya would listen to the poems of Vidyavati and Chandidas in the end of his last 6 years of his life. So that show, our godbrother Dasarath Sutta translated some of those poems. I'm sorry, you have to check Mr. Google. I can't tell you much, I'm sorry. It's embarrassing, but it's true. Bob, you can say anything about Vidyavati Chandidas? You can say more, yeah.
I just got done reading a book that was speaking about Chandidas and Vidyapati. The post Chaitanya Sahajya Cult of Bengal, it's called Mahinda Mahesh Bose. It's from 1930. And in the beginning of that book, he says that Chandidas and Vidyapati might also just be pseudonyms, like pen names. That maybe there wasn't just one Chandidas.
Oh, yeah, that's all in common. Many people wrote poems because Bengalis are great poets. They're famous for poetry and drama. And they're very emotional people, Bengalis. So the devotee's saying, what is your name? I forgot your name.
My name?
Yeah.
Govardhandas.
Govardhanji. Govardhandasji is saying that many people write poems and put Chandidas' name on it. Vidyavati. There's Drija Chandidas. There's the one Chandidas, there's Drija Chandidas. So one Chandidas was, both of them were Brahmins. Chandidas is a Brahmin, but somebody else wrote poems that called Drija. Drija means a Brahmin. But he was named Drija Chandidas. So it's like there's a poem, Nikunja. Nikunja Rasa Stava, was that? No, Nikunja Rasa Stava, which is a very popular poem in Sanskrit, song, and it says by Rupa Goswami, but scholars of Gaudiya Vaishnava say it's not written by Rupa Goswami, because it's not in Stava Mala, and Jiva Goswami would have put it in there. And it's very simple Sanskrit. And it's also, it crosses the borders of intimacy. The six Goswamis would only write within certain borders of intimacy. Nikunja Rasa Stava is a little bit more intimate than Rupa would write. Jiva Rupa Sanatana. So you can recognize what because they write, the writer has his language, but then he has his bhava also. He has his sense of morality, although it's attributed everywhere. It's printed. It's in the songbook, Gaudiya Mad songbook. It says Rupa Goswami, but scholars of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, even my own guru, said it's not written by Rupa Goswami. Nikunja Rahasya Stava. It's a beautiful song. So, but that doesn't answer your question about Chandidas and Vidyapati. But they worked as poets for the king. They were paid by the king, so they were maintained by the king so they could write poetry. Where are they now? Where are the Chandidas and Vidyapati? Did you like the stuff they wrote? It's really nice stuff. The meanings are great.